Hi, this is Professor Pepper, and in this video we're going to go over why ArrayLists don't give you a full copy unless you carefully make one. And we're also going to review why you would use an array or an ArrayList at different times. This is basically a clip of a presentation with some really nice graphics created by UMBC. First, in these two lines, I'm making an array list full of dates. It's full of these three dates, because I'm imagining that D1 was filled with 1-1-1000. Okay, this is my array list A, and remember that an array list, as well as an array, the array variable actually is holding a reference to the array that has been created in memory. So when you execute this line, the reference is given to the new ArrayList B, so that both references, both variables point to the exact same memory. So if anything changes in A, it will also change in B, because it's actually the exact same cells. See how there's only one set of dates. You can use the clone method. The clone will do what's called a shallow copy, which will copy all of the elements. But remember that my elements are themselves references to the date object. So you're getting a copy of all of the elements, but if the object itself changes, so if I change that date from 1000 to 1009, it will change in both arrays. If, however, I put in a new date, it will not. It will change in only one array, because I would then be changing the reference. If you want a complete copy, totally and completely independent, you need to do something like this. First, you can clone it to give yourself the two sets of array cells. But then you need to actually create new dates, new objects that point out to the individual cells. And that's what this here does. Arrays versus array list. These are cases in which an array is going to be better. ArrayList is not as efficient as an array. You don't get to see all the implementation details. It does it however it wants. It also doesn't have the convenient square bracket notation. You need a lot more words to deal with an ArrayList. And everything in all the elements in an ArrayList have to be an object. That's why this situation here is always going to occur, because array lists are never holding primitives. Remember, even if they hold integers, ints, we wrap them up into the integer object. It isn't such an issue that you can't handle, that you can't put a primitive in, because there are wraps in every type, and the auto boxing and unboxing makes it so you don't have to be very aware of the fact that you're using an integer instead of an int, but it can bite you. Okay. Why is an array list better? Because arrays can't grow. Their size is fixed at compile time, whereas an array will become bigger as you add items to it. An array list, you don't have to pay attention to how many elements there are. If you want to add to the end, you don't have to resize, you don't have to know where it is, which the last element is, you just say add, and it will add to the end. And arrays have no methods, but array list has a powerful set of methods. That would be a conclusion of how you do the copies of an array list, and why arrays are better, and why array lists are better.